Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight around the world. Welcome, everybody. Almost to that goal, our next goal, 115,000. We got a few more listeners to tune in, and we got it. Hopefully, we'll get that tonight. You ever have the feeling that this government that we live under is anti-disabled? Now, I don't believe that I'm the only one that feels that way. There's got to be thousands and thousands of people, maybe millions, who feel the same way. Because of the way we're treated, the way we're unprotected, the way we have to struggle to bring about the simplest things that everybody else takes for granted. You know, it gives you the feeling that this government is really anti-disabled. I heard something today that really reinforced that feeling. You know, I have a twin brother. He's a veteran of the Army. And when he was in the Army, I'd like to get him on the show sometime because he was really somewhat of a celebrity in the Army. He participated in the war games, and he was the fastest walker in his outfit, thus saving the whole entire outfit. You know, they play these games in the military to give you exercise or, you know, to similar situations of what you might be going through. No comparison, of course, of the real thing. But anyway, and so he goes to the VA, Veterans Administration, for help and all that. And recently, he went down to, he injured his back in the Army, went down to see if he could get an aide to help him clean the house, you know, the apartment. And they denied him. They said he was too healthy. All right, they wouldn't give him an aide. They would give him an increase in his VA allotment. And one of the questions on the document that they fill out, and I was really appalled at this, one of the questions is the client ready for a nursing home? I don't know if that's the exact way they word it, but that's the idea of it. Do you recommend, you know, addressing the doctors, do you recommend that the client be put into a nursing home? Now, to me, that is a very horrible, prejudiced question, you know, and it shows you that the government is anti-disabled. Because if they weren't, they wouldn't want to put people into nursing homes where you lose everything, your apartment, your money, your identity, and eventually your life. And I was so outraged to learn that the VA is advocating for that, because in connection with that, recently Inner Sight has learned that the VA doesn't approve of service dogs for those who have served this country. Now, a service dog can pick up a person's spirits, make them happier, make them laugh. You know, you play with the dog, you have good times and all that. Stimulate your immune system, stimulate your glands. A service dog can, in so many different ways, keep a person out of a nursing home. I mean, the very fact that that dog depends on you to take care of it it's a teamwork. The dog takes care of you, yes, but you have to take care of the dog too. So how dare they ask that question or imply that a person should be in a nursing home when they don't even believe in ways to keep that person out of those horrible places. And of course, undoubtedly to say, they obviously don't believe that a person is better off in their own home with the help that they need. I don't know of anyone who has ever had a service dog in a nursing home. Now let me put the cards on the table here. Anyone who's in a nursing home or has to go to one, or any if your relative is disabled, you know, and they need a service dog, let us know, because Inner Sight will do everything we can to help you get that dog and fight for you to have the dog in with the person in the nursing home. Because it's just another way that shows you that people don't belong in those places. I mean, you have no right to have a service dog because you're in a nursing home? What kind of a thing is that? Now, I don't know what the ADA dictates on that, but I know that the state human rights law would probably stand up for you. So anyone out there who has come across someone who needs a service dog, who wants one, we'd be happy to help and certify it and help the person or the relative train the dog or even try to train it on our own if we have the whole thing is the funds available. So let us know. Keep that in mind because Inner Sight stands ready to do these things. And I don't believe any other agency would step up and do that. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, Tom Driven, New Jersey. And let's see, we got a date for you. June 5th is the Whisker Walk. That's an event, a fundraising event for the Big East Akita Rescue. Excuse me, where I rescued my dog with their help. And turned it into a guide dog. So June 5th, you know, you go to Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. You want to get more info on the email, and you go to the Facebook. But if you need more details, send an email to the Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. And we're hoping that I'm hoping that my guide dog can be a part of this. And we offer whatever the Akita Rescue wants to do with any money that Charabelle helps to raise, that's entirely up to them. We don't want anything out of it. All right, Inner Sight, around the world, brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster of Auntie Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, mentioned a few of the youngsters. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you of that. And please put it into practice. Watch out for the children. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled.
Inner Sight,
Inner Sight, yeah. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. And let's see, we're brought to you by the Nobody Starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, medical when they're able to do it, all free. 631-484-3085. And you talk to Gary. Tell him you heard about it here on the show on Inner Sight. You'll be pleased with that. So dog food, cat food, you don't have to give them a big story why you need it. Just tell them the need, and that's enough for them. Yeah, all the agencies could take a lesson from that.
Oh, yes.
Instead of all the red tape you got to go through. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. I want to thank the Long Island Connection, Long Island Coalition. We thank Suffolk Bus Corp, who we spoke to today, and they're contemplating a donation, our yearly donation for Inner Sight. I don't want to give an amount yet until it's given to me. But we really appreciate John Corrado and McAteer and Raymond Grimaldi and all the whole gang over there. Suffolk Bus Corp. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Their advocacy event is not until October, so you got a ways to go with that. We'll get you details that we get as we get closer.
Definitely.
Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Advocacy, information, Social Security, help, whatever you need in by way of dealing with the disabled, give them a call. Apologize for the static on my phone, on my equipment here. I got to replace my phone. I think it's too old. It's not like me. It's not young like me.
Oh, your house phone? Yeah, a little bit.
My Inner Sight phone.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. Get the ABLE News ready. We'll do that.
Okay, hold on.
And tonight's subject, the government in this country is anti-disabled. We got a lot of proof to offer.
Yes, we do. Right?
So let's get
right,
the ABLE News.
Here it comes.
ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Don't forget my buddy in Islip, New York, Anthony Kennedy Realty. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or get some good information, contact Mr. Kennedy, 831-888-1186, and tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. He's a great, great guy. He's honest, and he will watch out for his clients. 631-888-1186 on the Kennedy Realty. Yeah, talking tonight about how the government is anti-disabled. Now, if you need proof, I think the ultimate proof in this is the Americans with Disability Act. And
yeah.
For one big reason, all right, now maybe the law itself may have some good features and good points, granted. But the one big reason why I designated, and I'm sure many other people may agree, that it's anti-disabled, is because there's no enforcement. No enforcement on this law. I mean, it's just horrendous, you know, that there should be. And one of the big ADA lawyers agrees with me on this, how there should be enforcement on the spot, at the scene, when someone is being kept out or tossed out or discriminated against. I mean, how can you have a law with no money behind it and no enforcement? Part of that law it should have been that every disabled person, every disabled agency, that is, should be obligated to raise money and that, you know, establish a fund, have a central place where a fund would be established to make things accessible. And, of course, the government should put in half of that.
Of course they should.
And we don't have anything like that.
No.
That goes right in with the fact that there's no enforcement. See with enforcement, you've got to have money. All right? Everybody knows that. You got the fire department, you got the police department, you got the National Guard. They're not without financial backing.
That's true.
They're enforcement agencies, FBI. Yeah? The ADA is supposed to be a federal law. Where's the enforcement? Where's the financial backing to back that enforcement up? Horrible. So, yeah. So, do you feel? You ever have the feeling that this government is anti disabled?
I would go further than that. Sometimes I feel.
I can hardly hear you. You got to get a better.
Is that better?
Communication, a little bit.
Is that better? Yeah.
Yeah. Get into the phone.
Is that better?
Yeah, if it doesn't break up.
Well, I feel it is very much anti-disabled, but I think I have a better title for it. I'm going to say that they're anti-American, you know, because they don't believe in the American way and how to help the disabled in an American way. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah,
and how
that's
they
totally
take
part
step.
Of it.
Yeah, really I do.
Goes without
I feel
saying.
Like I'm not the same. Yeah, I feel like I'm not the same as everybody else, and that really hurt more than anything. I'm not the same, you know, especially when it comes to, you know, doing certain things like putting even an accessible pedestrian signal out on the street to make me safe. Why don't they do it to every intersection when the law was already passed and the law was already, you know, done, and yet there's only one in my neighborhood that's right next to my corner? That's craziness. I asked for a lot of things to be done, and not one thing was really done except for that. And near the, what do you call, another area near a bar. Now, I don't frequent a bar that often, at all, for that matter. So why is it done near a bar is beyond me, you know. And it's not even fully done. It's halfway done, you know, because one side of the street is done and the other side of the street, you know, is I guess it was the state side is not done. Just to show you how backwards, you know, things are and, you know, how things need to change, you know.
Yeah, there's no enforcement.
That's
they don't
right.
care when they get it done.
That's right.
You know? because nobody's looking down their throat and saying, hey, you know, you better get this done or else, or there's a law, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody does that. They do
for
other people.
That's right.
But not for us.
That's true.
You can't have a traffic light that doesn't work and neglect it.
No.
You know?
That would kill people. And you know what? Right now, these nursing homes are set up to kill people. So why, if we have a traffic light that's set up to kill people because it doesn't work, people run for it and actually make the amendments by having the police stand there and direct traffic. Well, that should be the same action and the same, you know, answer, the accessible pedestrian signals. People should run when they're not working, but it doesn't work that way.
One of the worst things with a light that you can't read is, even if you can determine that you have the light in your favor, one of the worst things is not having enough time to complete the crossing.
The light cycle,
See?
True.
And that's one of the things that these signals remedy. And that in of itself is enough reason for enforcement.
How about this? They allow people who live next to the lights to change that signal timing and or the sound signal, which should never be. It should never be. There's no enforcement.
No
That's
enforcement.
Right.
You can't tamper with a traffic light and get away with it. Only with us you can do that.
You could do that, yeah. They don't realize what it's for. I think there should be public service announcements.
Oh, they realize what it's for. They don't give a damn. The law is not enforceable. And the other thing is...
And they say, oh, but that's only for you. No, it's for any person who goes, say, even to the train station. It's not only for me. It's for everybody.
Yeah.
The train
station's on that what
spot.
Happens here?
Yeah.
They're putting up a separate fixture.
That's right.
That light should be attached, and this should be part of the enforcement, that light should be attached to the regular light. Then we would be more equal.
Well, here's what they do.
But the way it is now,
if
the damn thing goes out or malfunctions, the so-called regular light still works.
They do, so it goes on the signal and it works with the signal. I don't know if this is what they do on yours. They have it not too far away, and it works with the signal, but they don't attach it to the base of the light, which should be what it does. It should be at the base of that light, but it's not there. No, I never saw
it. It works with the signal,
but
if the traffic light. If the accessible pedestrian signal goes out, the other signal still works.
That's right.
And I think it should all be as one.
That's correct. I agree with
that. That way, we'd be protected more.
Yeah, I agree.
That's if you have enforcement.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. We'd like to hear from people out there if you want to talk about this subject, how the government is anti-disabled. And in being that way, it makes them anti-American.
Yes.
You know? Now, let me just give one more example. You brought up anti-American. How much more anti-American can you get? You can't get a day in court when you're denied a guide dog when you're blind. And you rely on that dog for your safety.
That's true.
That is anti-American.
Yeah.
The courts, the courts themselves, the judges should step up and say, hey, we don't like this. This is not right. At least let the courts come in and handle a complaint and let a person get a fair court hearing on this issue. You can't get that in this country or in any country.
That's
so there you have a worse situation. Not only is there no enforcement, there's no court, there's no justice.
That's true.
There's no justice when you're denied a service dog. To me, that's anti-American and anti-disabled.
Yeah, I agree.
Horrible. Horrible system. All right. Inner Sight. Anybody on the line?
I'm going to take a quick look. I know what's for right now. I'm sure we'll get more people later on. And if not, they get us in the archive.
Your voice is fading out again. It was good before.
Is that better?
You sound very far away.
You know why I sound far away?
Now you sound closer.
Yeah, because I moved the cell phone closer. I only have a cell phone.
Yeah, leave it there.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
One of the most, we have the nursing home show on last night. We have it on every Wednesday night. And one of the most horrendous proofs that this government is anti-disabled is how people are treated in nursing homes and how people are coerced to go into nursing homes. You know, in other words, to take a person out of their own home. Now, keep in mind, for everybody who doesn't know it, keep in mind that the money is there to keep the person in their own home. See, this is what makes them, in the mind of Inner Sight, anti-disabled in America.
Yeah, it's true.
To take a person and drive them from their home, put them in a horrible environment full of germs and infection, and I'm talking about before the virus.
Yeah.
You know, not just with the virus, before the virus. All right?
That's right.
Take the person out of their home, drive them out, force them into a nursing home, threaten them with the courts. I mean, the big, brave social service outfit, you know?
Yeah.
Fighting to keep that person in their home where they belong.
That's right.
That is horrendous. That's good. You know, that's what dictators do.
That's true.
Dictators do that. You know, they drive people from their home. They misuse the money that's supposed to be there to help them. They put them into unsafe environments. It's like dictators, like being a dictator.
They don't understand how much that is a death sentence to somebody. People who donate to, say, a nursing home or donate to an election of a congressperson, well, I'm just giving examples, but they donate to these causes thinking they're doing the right thing, but they're not, in a sense. They're just perpetuating what's already there.
You know? They understand, believe me. They know.
Absolutely.
They know.
Seriously. Yeah.
And
but
we intend to expose the whole thing.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, anybody out there who's going through it, you know, you don't know where to turn, you don't know who can help, call us. Call Inner Sight. Email us. Innersight at pmpmail.com. No attachments. or the inner site number, 631-224-3090. We don't have the money to say to you, we will keep that person in their own home, but we'll fight for it.
Yes, we
That's
will.
More than any other damn agency will do.
And they have the money.
Because they have the money.
That's right.
So we will do our best to keep that person out of the nursing home. But again, remember, there's no law. The ADA has nothing to offer a person out of the nursing home. Absolutely nothing. What good
right.
is a law like that?
Tell
Who
me
needs
that.
It? You know, in a sense, you'd be better off without that ADA law. Because then maybe the nursing home wouldn't be accessible and the person couldn't go there.
That's right.
There's a switch.
That's a switch right there. We could do that, you know.
Sure. Who needs a law that doesn't protect you?
No, let's not talk.
I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. What we should do is ask for the law to be redone completely. That actually might work. And exclude the ADA.
Wait a minute. Ask what? I didn't get that.
Ask for the law to be redone completely and exclude the nursing homes from the ADA. That's what we can do.
Yeah. Well, you can't even get these Congress people to improve it.
Let alone anything else.
You know, a lot of disabled people like the ADA. You know, and I'm not crazy about it, but I say that it's got to be improved. You got to get enforcement.
Yeah.
What
Big
good
time.
Is it without enforcement?
Don't let me
so
say
you
what
have
I...
what?
Don't let me say what I truly feel about it. In my heart, I think it's stagnating. It just doesn't know what it wants to do. That's basically how I feel about it. It just doesn't do anything. It just sits there and it stagnates. It doesn't.
Well, they didn't create it in the right way.
That's right. To me, it hinders at times. It really does. You know,
it's a waste.
I wish
it doesn't.
Yeah, it is.
Achieve anything for us. It doesn't
no.
give you the power to go to a court and fight to stay out of a nursing home and know, see, here's the key, and know that the money is there to keep you out.
That's true.
See? You don't have that in the ADA. Because even if you could prove, you know, you're going to get some friends maybe to help come in and help the person, even if you could prove that, the judge is going to take a look and say, well, where's the money going to come from? You know, let's say the friends get tired or something, you know.
That's right.
See?
Sadly,
if you don't have the money, how are you going to prove that you're going to keep the person safe?
If you don't have the aid service, how are you going to prove things right also?
Yeah, you got to have the funding for that. And the funding is there. But you can't take it and apply it to the person who doesn't want to go into the nursing home. That's how bad the ADA is. It does nothing about that very fact. See? I mean, if you could go to court under the ADA to try to keep a person out of the nursing home and you could make a case that the agencies should pay for it and help raise the money, and if there were money behind the ADA, that'd be a whole different situation. Then you got a chance to keep that person in their own home because the money is available.
Yes.
The way it is now, you got nothing. That's why when we tried to keep your mom out of the nursing home, the lawyers couldn't do anything.
Yeah, and I just got another lawyer right now when I've been trying to get, you know, somebody to help her. They won't take the case at all. And the reason, it's not that I'm time barred. No, I'm nowhere near time barred on one of the cases. It's just that she said to me, it's complex. And there was something else she said to me that I don't remember, but it was, to me, the first part of it just said enough. It's complex. You know,
sure.
That, you know, there wasn't too much to offer me in terms of, like, if I said that she died of a wrongful death, well, there wasn't enough to offer them to file under wrongful death is what she was trying to tell me. I don't know exactly.
I guarantee you that if the ADA protected your mom,
right.
You know, and it was elaborate, I guarantee
right.
you a lawyer would take the case then.
Yeah, I know.
If he had something to go on.
Like if she fell off a whole...
That under, under the ADA, they violated her.
Right. Or she fell off.
You don't have that.
Like a Hoyer lift or something. She didn't fall over.
You don't
Hoyer
have that. Because the ADA is a federal law. That's higher than the state.
That's right.
But you don't have it.
Nope.
Yeah.
And it's not the I was denied either. So we'll see what happens. I'm going to just keep
going. It's what? Say that again? I can't hear you again.
It's not the first time it was denied either. It was denied for the similar reason. So I'm going to get anything out of it. It's just that I said to them, I want to just put a gravestone on top of my mother's grave and call it a death. You know, but that's not the only thing. Somebody said,
you want more than that. Come on, what are you talking about?
I know.
You
want
to get
that,
rid of these damn nursing homes.
That's true, too. But, you know, that one of the things I really want is a gravestone, you know?
Yeah, well, good luck. They won't even pay for that.
They won't, no. That's what they said.
Call them up and tell them. Ask them.
I did. I did already. No, called me today, the lawyer for that, and they said to me, "We're not taking your case." So there it is. You know, I didn't get anything.
Yeah,
on
because
it.
They want something that they can win, and there's no laws to protect us.
That's right. That's what they want.
See? There's no laws. That's what we're talking about here. The government is anti-disabled. The government does not protect people in nursing homes. They'll make believe they protect people, but they sure as hell don't. Anyway, did we get any, we sent out a tweet today.
Yeah.
Did you get any comments? I'd like to hear some comments if you can.
I did. But I don't
pick some up.
Okay, let me look. I have to go back to it. Give me a sec.
Try to keep that phone near you and
so
we can hear
sec.
You. In the meantime, while you're looking for that, James Bahamonde is a civil rights lawyer. 516-783-9662. And, you know, you have any civil rights issues or questions, give him a call. Bahamonde, 516-783-9662. Tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. And let's see, we'll go down the schedule. Monday night here, Mad or Glad, 8 to 9. Tuesday, open mic. Wednesday is the nursing home. program, nursing homes, kill people, turn them into accessible housing.
Yes.
Thursday is different subjects, and tomorrow night is our funnies night.
Yes, it is.
So, come on board, and Louis's going to do his famous Ricky Ricardo impersonation.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow night.
Fun.
Dinnigan. We'll have Jimmy Dinnigan. Dinnigan will be here.
Wow. Holy.
I'll tell you about Dinnigan when he brought his dog to school. He tried to pass it off as a seeing eye dog.
No.
All right. We'll tell you about that tomorrow night with a regular riot, I'll tell you. Inner Sight, the number here, 213-816-1650. Tonight's subject, how the government is anti-disabled and anti, in being so, makes them anti-American in many ways.
I'll tell
you that. All right, anything on the
I'm
tweet
going to look
that we...
for it now. Yes, it's very... Now, you know why? A lot of people said things about it, but tweet, wow, let me just get to it first. It's deep. It's very deep.
Oh, see if you can find some comments. It'd be interesting to, you know, pro or con, you know.
Yeah.
Put it out there.
As long as it's, you know, not what you call nasty, I'll say. Okay.
All right, don't forget to sign our petitions.
Mm-hmm.
Change.org, the one on the service dog school and the one on the nursing homes to help turn them into accessible. Help turn them into accessible housing. What did you say?
Let me just quickly read the first part of this three-part thing that she has. The rest is boring. This one really just hits home. Today, our country marks a heartbreaking milestone of 1 million lives lost due to COVID. These were mothers, fathers, children, siblings, friends, and neighbors. I don't want any more New Yorkers to go through the pain of losing a loved one to this awful virus. And then she continues, I don't know how she made this tweet that it continues. It's like a reading type of tweet. I don't know how she did it, but
the governor, what do you mean how she did it? Just control the state.
Yeah, that's true. Alright, so I responded to that tweet. Now, I'm not the only one who responded, so I'm going to see what...
Oh, Inner Sight responded.
Yes.
And, you know, if she was sincere about that, she would help us turn these nursing homes into accessible housing.
She would. She definitely would.
I don't believe she's sincere about that.
Well, we'll find out now. I'm trying to pull up the rest of these 193 replies.
No, 192 replies. That's not too bad.
Not to hers. And I want to see that.
You know, send it out again tomorrow.
Yeah, I will.
It seems like people are noticing it.
Yeah, I know. But she also has the right to not let it show. So I'm hoping that she didn't take it down.
Well, you know, if she does that, there's the proof. There's the proof that she doesn't give a damn. See, either way these people go, we got them.
That's true.
See? Well, that doesn't bother me. She's such a jackass like that. You know?
Yeah.
It's going to go against her, believe me.
Oh, yeah. Definitely will.
And no disrespect, Governor.
No, there's no disrespect there. But I can't seem to get the it up. It won't let me come and bring it up so I could see where mine was. That's weird. Tweets and replies. Maybe it will give me that there. Wow.
Yeah.
What a lot of people very upset about that to say. Huh.
Well,
she made something that will be, because I said something about housing. She wrote back, I don't know if this was in relation to that, about they're going to get affordable housing developments in Nassau County and what happened to Suffolk County, all the rest of the counties that she mentioned, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Binghamton, let's see, Buffalo, Rochester.
That's got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
That's right.
We're talking about the nursing home. She doesn't want to address that issue.
That's right. And that's what came across in her
feedback. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Exactly.
How you remedy that? Send it out again tomorrow.
Yes, I will.
She's avoiding the subject and the issue.
Yes, she is. Just like,
you know,
just like years ago, then
start with the nursing homes to be accessible housing.
Yeah, start with them. They would be great for accessible housing because they're flat, number one, most of them. And number two, even if they weren't flat, they were all accessible inside the rooms itself. Come on. You could take an elevator to the next floor and find all these rooms accessible. So there's no, you know, I have no sympathy for that. None whatsoever.
She's avoiding the issue, obviously.
And avoiding the subject, yeah.
It's common, you know, the same way the last bum did.
I won't be doubtful that she consults him. I won't be doubtful. Truthfully.
All right, Innocent, you can't read any of the comments?
It won't let me open them.
All right, well, maybe by tomorrow, if you get a chance, you know,
so
you can, we'll send the tweet out again.
Yeah, and then I'll take a look at it.
And then see if you can open
in time
some of those, and we'll try to read them on the air either. Well, tomorrow's the funnies, but by Monday.
Yeah, by Monday.
We'll try to have an analogy of what people said, you know, because people have a right to read that.
Yes, they do, and see it and do everything about it.
You know, sounds like she's trying to keep us off Twitter.
No, not off Twitter. I think she's trying to, all the people who made different comments, to keep them in check, I guess. I don't know if us also, she didn't want us to, I don't know. I'd have to ask.
Well, that's going to come out. I'm not worried about that. That will all come out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what is hidden in secret will be revealed. Jesus promised that, so.
Yes, he did. I believe that strongly.
All right. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. I expected one caller anyway. I don't know if he is on the line. Anthony from Brooklyn. We went on the air.
Oh, maybe he had a phone call.
I don't know. So there's nobody on the line?
I don't see anybody on the line. I'm going to try one more time the governor's, you know, what she said. Try one more time. I said view and reader. Let's see what it does. Nope, not yet. Nope. Didn't give it to me. So more.
All right. So the question becomes, what do you do about a government?
Right.
What do you do about a government that is anti-disabled? How do you turn it around? And of course, one of the biggest ways is to have a fund to reveal the stories and why you say the government is anti disabled in America. See, to have the funds to set up a campaign to let people know with proof. Why do you say this? Well, here it is, you know.
I got it.
No enforcement, protection, you know, a story after story. And, you know, toward that end, we're hoping to have a demonstration in September to turn nursing homes into accessible housing.
Right.
And we haven't announced a place yet because we're trying to get the support of a politician or politicians and, of course, the disabled community.
Guess what,
so
Frank? I got it.
Hold it. We've set it for September 17th, 11 to 2, location to be announced. We need people to work online, and we need people at the site. So keep that date in mind. Now, what do you got?
I got the what we said and how many impressions and how many people liked it. You ready?
All right, so give us some detail.
87 impressions, meaning people are actually looking at it, and they didn't say they liked it yet, but two people liked it. So maybe tomorrow we'll have... I'm sorry, 87
what,
people
What was that
at
number
it.
You gave before? You said 192.
Oh, that was just the total of people who actually looked at this Pitchy hat.
Oh, all right. So more people looked at it.
Right.
All right. Now, are you able to see any... did anybody make any comments on it?
Comments yet.
Huh?
No comments yet.
Oh, all right. So we'll
Zero
wait and
comments.
See. We'll send it out again tomorrow.
Right.
You know, and we'll... since the governor brought it up, take advantage of it.
Yeah.
And let people know. Or to remind everyone, InnerSight tried to get the people out of the nursing homes.
We gave them the
idea.
When
the virus came in.
Yeah. We were the only ones saying it also at the time.
Sure, because how could these independent living centers... They couldn't do that. They're controlled by the state.
That's right.
Nobody else could do it.
Nope. We were the only ones who were brave enough and bold enough, not only that, and weren't receiving a penny from the state enough, I should say.
And we're still doing it.
Yeah, we're still doing it,
and
yet
we urged her today. We urged the governor today, help us now. Turn them into accessible housing.
That's correct.
You're on a housing kick? Good. Start with the nursing homes.
That's right. Get all the people out of the nursing
homes. We don't need those nursing homes. We need housing.
Right.
What?
Yep. I said take the people out of the nursing homes that you have there right now. Put them in something temporary until you build the new nursing home. And then put them right back into the beautiful nursing home with apartments and everything right there. This is crazy.
Yeah.
You should keep
but you have to you have to do you have to do the whole plan.
Yeah, you do.
Mandate the agencies to raise money. Bring in a telethon. You know?
Yeah.
Set up a fund for the Volunteers for Freedom. See, all those things would help to keep people safe.
Yep.
It's got to be the whole plan.
Yep.
Otherwise, it's not going to work.
That's right.
So there you have it.
And if you want to be helpful, give us a little bit of seed money to actually help them out. A little bit, and we'll help them. You know.
Well, we'd have to. If if they're going to give us money to help, you know, let them help us get it started.
That's it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Get together. Let's get together with these other agencies and plan the whole thing out.
That's right.
I bet you the governor would get a lot of votes then.
Oh, hell yeah.
She would get the vote of every disabled person in this state. I know I would vote for her.
I would vote for her, too. If she did that, I would definitely vote for her. She's my governor, your governor. She would get a lot of votes.
I would vote
That's
for her, and not only that, I would campaign for her.
So would I.
See?
Yep.
And we got almost 115,000 listeners, so we got something
That's right.
to offer.
That's right.
And by the way, what is that total? Can you look that up? Let's get the latest.
Yeah, 114,957.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're almost 115. That's beautiful. I like that number.
We're climbing up there.
Yes, we are.
All right. Inner Sight, don't forget television Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit. And that's every Wednesday. We're still on the rerun. Thursday,
yep.
Altice, 7:30, Channel 20. Check us out. And Inner Sight still out there, even though it's
yep.
being repeated. We're still on the TV scene, all right? All right, we got a few minutes. 213-816-1650. Anybody want to sound off or comment on how the government is anti-disabled? There's so much proof of that. And we will be with you tomorrow night on the funnies. So, don't forget, sign our petitions, change.org, nursing home. And by the way, you can still find us up on the Eyewitness News website.
Oh.
Put in Michelle Charlesworth's name
and
find the
yes.
story on... What?
Put Michelle's name, coronavirus, and Inner Sight, and you'll find us.
Okay, either one of those words?
No, together you'll find us easier.
All of them.
Yeah.
All right. Michelle's name, the corona, and the Inner Sight. I get it.
Ah, wait a minute. Here it is. We tried to. I don't understand what she's trying to say here. She replied back to us saying we tried to. You didn't try hard enough, obviously.
No, they didn't try to.
I don't think so. How could you have tried to? Not, that doesn't then speak with us.
What do you mean we tried to?
That's what she said.
Well,
here.
What did they do?
Nothing.
Oh, we got to go. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.